message is entitled, God Scorns the Scorner. God scorns the scorner. It's in the Bible, by the way. It's found in Proverbs 3 and verse 34. Proverbs is a book that's written for Christians and Jews and everybody else. The Lord didn't leave anybody else, the church or Israel, out when he wrote the book of Proverbs. It was written for everybody. Christians, non-Christians, Jews, and Gentiles. All right, it says this, Proverbs 3:34, surely he, that's God, scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Both 1 Peter 5 and James 4 has a verse in it that quotes from this, and it says that God giveth grace to the humble, but he resisteth the proud. So pride goes along with being a scorner. I want to give you the definition of a scorner, by the way, in the beginning here. To scorn means to reject with angry contempt. It means to contemn all warnings of disaster, to refuse a warning or reproof because of disdain or contempt for the person that gives the warning. And the synonym is to scoff or to despise. And of course, a scorner is one that scoffs or mocks. So you say a scorner is a scoffer or a mocker. And I may get back to that, of course, to refresh your memory along in the course of the message. Now I want to turn to another great scripture found in Proverbs 15 in verse 12. And this is really more nearly the text. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. Now first we learned here from the scripture that God can scorn also. God can be contemptible. God can rebuke, reprove a person, and then become contemptible, or he disdains someone who likewise scorns his counsel or his word or his advice. Surely God scorneth the scorner. In other words, God is contemptible, or he disdains one that is disrespectful to a warning or to a reproof. He contemns it. Contemn means he has no disregard for it, a flagrant disregard for reproof. And God says here in Proverbs 15 and 12, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A scorner don't love one that will reprove him, neither will he go unto the wise. Now in the same chapter, Proverbs 15, there's some other scriptures that are companion scriptures to this particular text. Verse 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, or wise and understanding. Now the 10th verse, God says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. See, there's a judgment upon a scorner. God says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, the right way, and he that hateth reproof. You don't want anybody to correct you, to rebuke you, to reprove you, to turn you out of your error. You despise it. What did God say will happen to you? You'll die. You'll die for lack of wisdom. Now there's others in the same chapter, verses 31 through 33. The Lord says, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. When somebody don't hate reproof, when they can take rebuke and reproof and not disdain it or contemn it or be contemptible toward it and the person that issues the warning, the Bible said that individual abideth among the wise-hearted. He that, verse 32 says, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. You don't want anybody to instruct you. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Then the next verse, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. But a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, the scripture that we quote around here very often is applicable to this particular subject. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, Proverbs 13 and verse 20. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And in that same chapter, by the way, in Proverbs 13 and 1, the Bible says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Young people, the Bible says that a fool despiseth his father's instruction. But if you regard reproof, you're prudent. Here it says, a wise son or a wise child will hear his father's instruction, but a scorner, he hates his parents to rebuke him. And what is a scorner? A scorner is one that rejects sound advice with angry contempt. He contemns or scorns all warnings of disaster. He refuses warning of reproof because of his disdain or his contempt for the person who issues the warning or the reproof. He scoffs and despises instruction from the wise. When a man is wise and he has the wisdom of God and he knows the wisdom of God, and I just like to apply that to myself. I don't know any other application to apply it to. I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm a man of God that has responsibility to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Titus 2:15, the word scorn is only found three times in the New Testament. Scorn, scorner, or scorning, anything like it. Three times, and it applies to Jesus. In Matthew 9:24, Mark 5:40, Luke 8:53, the Bible speaks of Christ in his ministry being laughed to scorn. They were scornful, contemptible. They disdained his counsel and his ministry. And they brought judgment down upon their unbelieving necks. In Titus 2:15, the scripture says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. And let no man despise you. Do it with authority. Too many times we speak without having authority, or we rebuke without doing it with authority. And there comes contempt. I remember when I was in the Army during the World War II, we had men that gave us orders. It was usually a non-com. The order came down to the non-com from the commission officers. And very seldom did we get a direct command from a commissioned officer. It was always from a non-com because he got it from his superior, and it was handed down to the master sergeant and the company sergeant and the supply sergeant and the drill sergeant and the platoon sergeant and then to the company corporal or clerk or to a platoon leader and then on down sometime even to the private first class that was an acting platoon leader. And if that guy spoke with his jaw jutted out and gritting his teeth, you moved in a hurry. If he spoke it like a little benevolent platitude, you better go and do this, I believe. Well, you just kind of have, you didn't even want to move. Man, you got one of them reproofs or an order that he showed his teeth, you started moving in a hurry because you know there's going to be something else happen quick if you didn't move. Well, that's just the way it is with a parent. You say, honey, you ever hear these old dead weight parents, their old sweetness drooling, trying to get their kids, honey, yeah, you better do that for mom or daddy. Look like old Stephen Fetchit moving around. Hurry, you little rabbit, move! And Lord have mercy, away they go. And you know the wonderful thing about that is, when you get old, you don't depart from it. And you appreciate mom and daddy doing it. I know when it's little, it's kind of hard. You think, well, the little fella's just little. It don't make no difference. He needs reproof. We got a lot of kids that scorn because mom and daddy's so puny. I wish you'd do that. And honey, are you in it? Never. Ain't you going to clean up your room today? Get in there and clean that room up, or I'll beat you till your nose bleeds. And you'll get the room cleaned up. Praise God. He'll get your room cleaned up.